Hello and welcome to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. This week we'll be speaking to Neville a little bit about our cloud-based system. Neville, please could you talk to us a little bit about OD in a box?
Certainly. OD in a box is really just a phrase for encapsulating the way in which we've chosen to put together a system that supports organisation development professionals. Its intention is to provide wider and deeper insight to support the establishing of impact from performance management and succession and talent management, and to then enable an organisation to be much more in flow, having made changes to the way in which they enable people to perform.
Okay, thank you. Could you say how this can make a difference within an organisation? How would it increase the impact of a HR department?
Let me first of all just explain what I believe OD to be. I believe OD is about those three things, about providing insight, impact and flow. It's about doing what it says, supporting people inside an organisation, managers and staff, to enable that organisation to develop and achieve its purpose and intent. To do that, I think HR now needs to really work with data. What we really need is data that it both informs and is able to be acted upon and can make a difference. So we need within the OD team to be identifying and analysing trends to manage the needs of the organisation against the costs of doing whatever needs to be done. We need to identify where there is engagement and where there is detachment. We need to link to resilience. We need to understand the wraparound values of the organisation and the subcultures that exist within. So it's about looking at those things, getting data on the readiness for change, getting data on where we are now and where we need to be, looking at levels of management consistency and impact of management behaviour through 360s. And the same with department. As we come back to your question, I think the departmental perceived value and the impact of department and the levels of customer experience internally all make the opportunity and really give us a focus for change in HR.
Would you say performance management is still an important component of HR today?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of talk around about whether performance management should or shouldn't happen. There's very often a misunderstanding between the phrase performance management and the use of appraisals. And some organisations it's absolutely necessary, others it isn't. The big thing here is whatever you're doing to generate the levels of optimal performance from everybody in the organisation as possible means that there's some level of support that can be provided by OD and HR. The key to me is that it's not about controlling performance. It's not about managing performance. It's about letting it loose. It's about allowing it to perform, allowing people to perform. So for me, the system that supports that needs to really reflect the way in which it happens in an organisation, whether that be daily reviews of instant objectives or weekly reviews or quarterly reviews or half-year reviews or whatever. But there is a consistent and continuous need to provide support. How we do that and how it links into systems and whether it relates to reward and whether it ties into a formal appraisal process depends on the organisation's needs. So any system that supports that needs to be flexible enough to respond to the needs of that single company. And that's what our Learning Beyond Data system actually does, both in the way it generates insight and the way that it enables performance management to auto-link to succession and talent management.
Is there anything you'd like to add to the OD in the box model?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the nice things is that with the technology we provide, it is not just the provision of technology to support. There is a richness of content that underlies all of the component parts. And that richness of content provides an organisation with the ability for deep and informed analysis, predictive analytics, and to be able to focus action to enable flow and to achieve targeted results. For me, it's about integrated and informed, coordinated and collaborative, provision of data and use of data.
I was going to ask you for a quick summary, but I think that sums it up quite perfectly. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Zoe.
Thank you for listening to us this week, and we look forward to you tuning in next week. As always, if you have any questions, please contact us on 01280 823 702 or at info@hrandflow.com.